We've all seen pictures of an underwater coral reef, but do you know what one sounds like? Fish do, and as producer Alan Cockle discovered, some baby fish use the sound to find their way home.
Nick Tolomieri is a biologist at the Northwest Fisheries Science Center in Seattle. Standing by the bay where he did his postdoc research, he explains how he recorded and played back the sounds of an underwater reef.
So what we did was to go out at night and put a hydrophone in the water by a reef and record the noise that comes off a reef. And a reef can be incredibly noisy. This is just sound recorded off of a reef about an hour or two after sunset, and the noise is mostly sea urchins and snapping shrimp. A lot of the pops are probably the snapping shrimp. And both of these things tend to come out at night, and it's actually been called the evening chorus.
A lot of marine organisms, especially fish, spend their adult lives on a reef, but disperse to the open ocean as babies. Later, these larval fish somehow find their way back to the reef.
These little fish larvae that are only, say, a centimeter or 2 centimeters long, they can actually locate a reef from as far away as a kilometer or two. They seem to know where they are, and they'll avoid reefs during the day, probably because they don't want to be eaten by the bigger fish.
To find out how the fish find their way back, Tolomieri went fishing at night, playing tapes of underwater reef sound and catching the fish larvae in an illuminated underwater net called a light trap.
We put some light traps out with sound equipment and some light traps out without sound equipment and see how many are coming to the ones with sound and the ones without sound. And for the species we've done so far, we've gotten about 5 times as many reef fish in the ones with sound as we have in the ones without sound.
Not only can fish larvae hear extremely well, but they're also good swimmers. Scientists have found that some species, following the siren call of the reef, can swim up to 300 miles without eating or stopping. For Living on Earth, I'm Alan Cockle.
Next week on Living on Earth, removing lead from gasoline was a coup for public health, but NASCAR drivers still use leaded gas to give them that racer's edge.
It has been banned throughout the world, even in far-flung places like Kazakhstan. If Kazakhstan can get rid of lead and gasoline, why can't NASCAR?
Getting the lead out of NASCAR, a special edition on alternative fuels and the future of the car. Next time on Living on Earth.